All You Need to Know is brought to you by no one. No one at all.
Welcome to All You Need to Know, the show where you hear about everything and learn about nothing. Here are your hosts, Quinn Eaton
and Isaac Bayer.
What's going on, everybody? This is All You Need to Know. Welcome in. My name is Quinn Eaton. With me today, you guessed it, Isaac Bayer. Isaac, what's going on?
You know, every time, and this is a bizarre thing to say, but it is a true thing to say. Every time you say, what's going on, everybody, it's so casual that I always feel like you're about to address me. Like, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Isaac Bayer? You're
with me today, you know, every time. I fall for it every time, even though I know you're not going to say it.
I think that maybe that's in a way a compliment to me. You're saying it's a very inviting way to open things up. And so I hope that everyone that's listening, whether it be in their car or through headphones or through a speaker in their house as they're vacuuming, you know, that they feel welcomed. They feel like they're right there with us in the conversation. That actually makes, I know what you're saying is maybe poking fun at me for how I open the episodes, but I take that as a compliment. So I appreciate
it was a compliment.
You saying that. Yeah.
Although I'm not sure. Have you ever tried to listen to music or a podcast while you're vacuuming? It's very difficult. It's not very intuitive.
Yeah, I would. Maybe I retract that because you would definitely want to be, you know, a headphone situation where you would be vacuuming and listening to something, because through the speaker, you're going to have to pump that thing up pretty loud. And at that point, you know, you might as well just have the headphones on if you are trying to vacuum around the house. Are you a big vacuumer? How many times do you vacuum a month, you think?
Listen, I don't want to really get into the details. It used to be a lot more. Nowadays, I'm a lot busier, so it's a little bit less, but I keep the place clean, and I vacuum regularly, as regular as I clean my toilet and my shower and countertops.
You do it all at once? Is it a big clean? Like, you get the vacuum, you clean the bathroom, that kind of thing?
Usually, unless there's something that needs attention, you know.
Right. Well, hey, we've all been in situations where all of a sudden a particular room in the house needs some attention. I think I know exactly what you're saying there. But we're not talking about cleaning. We're not talking about cleaning segmentation. Though I will say spring cleaning, I'll write that down because...
This is an episode you've already done.
Spring
every
cleaning?
Every year.
No,
I hate to say it. I think you talk about spring cleaning every single year.
I disagree. Let's agree to disagree on that. I'm going to write down spring cleaning. Hopefully you can hear the keyboard clicking there because I definitely just wrote that down. That's a good idea, but we're not talking about that today. We're bringing back a reoccurring episode. Now, All You Need to Know has a handful of these. We've got Wild Thoughts with Keegan Watkins. We've got music.
Rest his soul.
Well, no, he's doing fine. He has a kid. He's busy. Like another person that you and I know that is sometimes on the podcast. We've got music from, and then we would do a year. That one's a little tricky because you don't want to get in trouble, you know, with copyright issues, but that was one that was kind of fun to do and interesting. I think Simpler Times is one that we've done before. That's with my father, where we think of something back in the day kind of thing and let my dad talk about the simpler times.
What's happened? That just happened on one of the most sort of previous episodes.
But that was like a very minuscule example. We have done episodes, full-length episodes with my father. Simpler times, him explaining how things used to be. It's very eye-opening whenever we do those. But today, we're bringing back a fan favorite. I'm so excited that it's back, mainly just so we can listen to the jingle. However many times we're going to listen to the jingle today. It's not a very well done, you know, well produced jingle, but it is catchy.
Oh,
and it does the trick. You know what? Let's go ahead and get into it. We'll talk a little bit about it before we dive into what we're diving into. But this is episode 308. Today's topic, mailbox number 8.
Let's open up the mailbox. Open it up. Let's see what's inside.
Hey, look at it.
Everybody has sent us stuff, so let's look in the mailbox.
Oh, what's in the box?
Okay, so the mailbox jingle just played there instead of the topic transition, which I think that's
let's
good to play.
Let's open the mailbox.
Let's see what's inside.
What's in the box?
What's in the Box, I think, really brings it home. Do you think it would be as good if it didn't have Brad Pitt exclaiming in excruciating emotional pain, "What's in the box?"
Yeah.
at the end?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a real like lighthearted, kind of upbeat type of jingle, and then the fact that it ties in so well with what would otherwise be like a a emotional breaking point, a
Traumatic.
turning point in one's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really ties it all together. I think that's why it works so well.
For those of you that haven't seen the movie Seven, Brad Pitt screams in a inquisitive fashion, "What's in the box?" It's his wife's head, and so it's a very spoil.
Oh.
There's no spoilers here. That movie's over 20 years old, I think, at this
Yeah, but
point.
it's a great movie. It's a timeless movie. There's a difference between spoiling, like, I don't know, like
His
Star
wife's head's in the
Wars.
box. But anyways, we have done
But they never show
five.
it, so you don't know for sure. You can't
Right,
say for sure. They never show
that's
it.
true. But we have done five. We did five mailbox episodes through the first 109 episodes. So if you do the math there, I think a lot of people might accuse us as of late of being kind of like, "Oh, wow, they're running out of ideas." But when you consider that we were really kind of squeezing everything we could out of the mailbox segment through the first 110 episodes, I think we've done pretty good. That means we've only done what, six and seven? And now episode 8 is coming in the 300s. The last one that we did was episode, I think, 238. So it's been a long time since we've opened up
Wow.
the mailbox, and so I'm excited.
Holy moly.
And if you have never listened to a mailbox episode, first off, I would suggest maybe going back, searching out "All You Need to Know" mailbox, and all of them should come up. Great episodes, and it's a lot of fan interaction. This is a great opportunity for us, other than one call-in episode that we did. It's a great opportunity for us to interact with our fans, because every day I wake up, the All You Need to Know email inbox is jam-packed. I have had
Grim.
to set up a program that goes in and deletes emails for me, because I simply can't spend all day, getting things into the junk,
True.
deleting emails. It's a lot. It's a lot that comes in.
And all
So
that's to say is that if you get picked, you're one of the very lucky few to
that's
make it
true.
onto a mailbox episode, but that's not certainly not to discourage anybody from reaching out. On
Right.
the
And
official AY2K Instagram or Twitter
yeah,
or email.
if you ever have a question that you would like to be featured on one of these mailbox episodes, because that's how we get these questions. It's from fans, and we kind of pile them up, the best ones that we get. Send us an email at all you need, the number 200 at gmail.com, like our great Keith Bell will tell you at the very end of the episode. That's the email. Or you can send us, like Isaac said, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us a message. Say, "Hey, I've got a question for our mailbox episode," and we'll put it away for that next one. And considering that we do it over every 70 episodes, you'll have to hang around for a while, but we'll get to it eventually. But hey, let's get to the questions. We've got five questions that we're getting to today, and each time we're going to hear that lovely jingle. So let's go ahead and give it a twirl.
Murder.
Let's open up the mailbox.
Open it up.
Let's see what's inside.
Hey,
look at it.
Everybody has sent us stuff, so let's look in the mailbox.
What's in the box?
I thought we already heard it. I thought you said we heard it instead of the pod, instead of
No,
the
no, no,
topic
no.
transition.
So we played it for the topic transition. Every time we open up the mailbox,
Wow,
the jingle gets
that
played.
is so many times.
It's going to be six total times, but I think maybe what happens with the jingle is the first time, "Wow, I liked that." Second time, third time, fourth time, "Okay, I'm getting tired of this." Fifth, sixth, you're all in. You're singing it at that point. That's the idea of the jingle. It gets kind of
Don't know
stuck
how
in
that
your
works
head.
at all.
But I don't know if have you never been on a mailbox episode? You think this is your
I
first?
think maybe one. No, I
Okay.
think maybe one. Many,
Well,
I mean, of course, we've already touched on how long ago it was, so.
how it works, we play the jingle and then we open up that fan mail that we got from a fan. And this first one says, "Hello, AY and 2K. Hope this email finds you well." Do emails ever find you well, Isaac? I feel like, I guess sometimes they do, but
Sometimes.
it depends.
It
Anyways.
depends on what I'm looking. If I'm on my computer on the email, it means I'm looking for some business, and it's usually not very good.
Right. Well, it says, "Hope this email finds you well." I guess it found us both, I guess, particularly well. "I listen on a regular basis, and by that I mean once a month, since you release an episode once a month." Well, we actually release an episode every week,
How?
but maybe that's a, like a quality thing, right? Maybe they're saying you released one good episode
Could
a month.
be. Well, I was thinking it could be that, or it could be that we have just introduced this person to four times the enjoyment that they would otherwise get in a month
Sure.
because
Maybe
they
that's
just
true.
didn't know.
They go on to say, anyways, I was wondering how you all felt about concert start times. If they say the show is supposed to start at a certain time, they should start at that time, right? Well, that's a good point. Same thing with sporting events on television. Just tell me when the actual thing is going to start. Let me know if you agree. Sincerely, Jess. Okay, so your first thoughts on this. Basically, Jess, one of a loyal listener, is saying that she thinks that if a concert says on the bill 7 o'clock, that's when the concert should start. So
Yeah.
openers should play. I'm assuming she's saying openers should perform before, and the concert, whoever you're there to see, should start at 7. Same thing with I actually know what she's talking about with sporting events. Sometimes it'll say the game starts at 6. You tune in at 6. They do 15 minutes of pregame show, and then the game starts at 6:15. So your instincts there, do you agree with Jess?
First thing I would have to say is I don't really know anything about concerts. I don't attend live music, and it's not particularly interesting to me. It's more in your wheelhouse. But in the matter of sporting events, I can say it doesn't bother me, frankly. You know, if I'm about to sit down for a 2 or 3 hour ball game, I'm not really concerned about the 15 minutes beforehand. I'm either set out the 3 hours in front of me, or I don't have time to watch it in the first place, you
Right.
know?
And I think a big part of what she's saying is if it starts on time, it's going to end at a more reasonable hour. I complete if that's what Jess is saying, I completely agree because I
Old
can't,
people talk.
well,
That's a loser's mindset.
maybe a little bit, but I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a concert and it says, "Oh, it's going to start 7:30." The opening act doesn't come on till 9:30. And then I'm walking out of there at 11:30, 11:45, 12 o'clock. I mean, some people
I'm the
drove
one that paid for the
two to three
concert.
hours. Well, so I'm just saying, some people drove, and I've been in a position where I've got a 2 hour drive back home, you know, ahead of me kind of thing. I completely understand that kind of situation. But
I don't know about that.
I think that she makes a good point in asking that question. And I agree. If something says if it's 7 o'clock, start the damn thing at 7 o'clock. I don't think that's a very wild. I know we do recurring episodes about wild thoughts. That's not a wild thought. That's a very reasonable request. So Jess,
What it is.
we can't, you know, take this to court or anything, but we are on your side and we appreciate the question.
You know, speak for yourself, you know.
Well, what would you say as a closing remark towards that?
I would say if you're spending that kind of money to see John Mayer and driving that
Hey.
distance, then you better just be grateful that you are there in the first place. I can't believe my eyes. A bit of a There he is.
Isaac's laughing because out of the blue, welcome back to All You Need to Know, DJ Pig. DJ, what's going on?
You know, I
Insightful
mean,
commentary
just I
follow.
doing no, able to get the young buck to bed by a decent hour tonight, and thought I'd hop on.
Are you able to move your microphone just a touch away from your mouth, you think? I think no, you
No,
can't move it. Okay.
that's
Yeah,
oh
no,
shit.
I know we can make that work.
But good to have you back,
That is
DJ.
that good?
Yeah, and
Okay.
just to give you a rundown here, which I don't think it would have been different if you knew about it. We're doing a mailbox episode, so welcome into mailbox number 8. We just answered a question from a fan named Jess, who was saying that concerts, sporting events, if they say they're going to start at 7, they should start at 7. Do you agree?
You know, that's one of those things that it depends on who's headlining the show.
Okay, so there's a variance in. And a dependence on who you're seeing or what you're seeing is what you're
In
saying.
my opinion, I would have to say so.
Okay. Well, we've talked about this question enough. We've spent a couple minutes on it, so we're going to move on to the next question. And let's hear that beautiful jingle once again.
Let's open up the mailbox. Open it up. Let's see what's inside.
Hey, look at it.
Everybody has sent us stuff, so let's look in the mailbox.
Oh, what's in the box?
All right, the next one we have, Isaac and DJ. It's addresses the AYN2K crew, which, funny enough, that's a good way to address the group that this person wanted to ask a question to. They said, how bad does your sports team have to be getting beat for you to leave the venue early? Thanks, Roger G. Roger G. That could be Goodell. Yeah.
You think? No, surely not.
Let me check the email. Okay? Let me check. You guys kind of unpack that. I'll check the email and see what the signature was to see if this might have been NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. But the question: how bad does your sports team have to be getting beat for you to leave the venue early?
Isaac, would you like to take first dibs here?
I'll keep it simple. I think really foundationally, it depends on the venue itself. You know, for example, if we drove the 8 hours north to Green Bay to Lambeau Field, they could be getting blown out 50-0. I probably wouldn't be leaving. But if I'm at a local, if I'm at the college basketball game and it's like the third quarter and it's obvious that they aren't coming back, I'm probably out of there, and I'm not feeling too bad about it.
Yeah, I think I'm probably on about the same page there. I'm thinking about price of ticket, and I'm thinking about distance that I've traveled. If I've traveled a great distance and paid good money for the ticket, I'm going to see it to the end, right? But, you know, if it's local high school game and I drove 20 minutes and paid $7 to get in, I'll leave at halftime if it's too out of hand.
I think you guys have basically covered it. I will say, my personal opinion, I'm usually a going down with the ship type of person. I'm either kind of basking in the victory. If the team is up by a lot, I'll usually stay till the very end. If my team's getting smacked, I usually stay till the very end. Isaac, you can attest to that because we together watched the Packers blow out the Vikings at Lambeau Field. So I didn't really have a choice, I guess, of leaving. I couldn't.
It was unfortunate, too, because you were the – you were the butt of a lot of.
I was the lone Vikings fan.
Of really rude, rude behavior.
One man standing next to me was, one could say, rude to me, and it is one of my good friends. So it was unfortunate that that's how it worked out. But I am the type of person that would most likely, like you said, DJ, kind of take in a couple different factors. A big one for me is, and everybody, you know, will probably make fun of me, you want to beat the traffic. If it's an out of hand game, you know, you might want to slip out just real quick. So I'm even the type of guy, you know, if you're sitting in a weird spot, maybe with a couple minutes left, you kind of slide down to an area where you can still watch the game. But once the final buzzer sounds, you can hightail it out of there. I think that's sometimes a good idea. It saves a little.
Another thing that I'll say about that is I kind of have a story. 2011 World Series. Uh-huh. Right, I'm a Cardinals fan, so any Cardinals fan listening knows exactly kind of where this is going, I would assume. But I got bit in the rear end with a situation like this, right? I was a young kid, 2011, I'm what, 14 maybe? And the Cardinals are just, you know, not in a good spot. Seventh, eighth inning, and I'm ticked off. They're playing the World Series against the Rangers. I'm expecting a World Series win.
Were you there in attendance? Or
I was not. No, okay. No, I was not in attendance. But, you know, I'm sitting at home and I'm watching, and I get so ticked off that I just quit watching. They're down, you know, a handful of runs late in the game. And so I go to bed, and I wake up like 45 minutes later to my mom and dad going nuts in the living room because Freeze is – hit a triple to pull us back in the game. Then he ends up in the walk-off later. Mm-hmm. And I missed it.
Right.
I missed it. And I'll never forgive myself. So that's where I try to normally stay with it until the end, until it's just, you know, like absolutely out of hand.
Until the fat lady sings.
Thanks.
Which that's, of course, in 2024, right. That's an inappropriate way of saying things. But
until the obese lady vocalizes her defeat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could say it like that. But I get that. You don't want to leave too early. I've also seen situations where parents with a small child, I guess DJ, you could maybe attest to this. It's parents with a small child at a game. I've seen them leave maybe 30, 45 minutes into the game itself. Like, you know, it's still up in the air as who's gonna win, but maybe the kid just wasn't having a good night and you said, all right, that's it. We're calling it a day. We tried. Is that something that happens, I'm assuming?
It's one of those things that is new to me, but the schedule revolves around eating, and your eating schedule is not quite the same as their eating schedule. So yeah, they may want to eat at 7 p.m. and if the game just started and they're hungry and you didn't happen to bring a bottle with you or something, then you're gone. I'm sorry. You listened to it on the radio on the way home.
There goes $250. Yeah, exactly. And that's something that happens. By the way, the email was from, let's see here, not Roger G at NFL.com. So very confusing.
That's crazy.
A
You know what? It's not
little
him. He
conspicuous.
convinced me.
It says
He
not
got me. He
Roger
convinced
G,
me.
but it is an NFL, signature at the end of that email. So, but anyways, Roger G, whoever you are, we hope you answered your question, and let's move on to the next one.
Let's open up the mailbox.
Open it up.
Let's see what's inside.
Hey, look at it.
Everybody has sent us stuff, so let's look in the mailbox.
Oh, what's in the box?
Next one is, what's up, Quinn and DJ? Funny that they said that, because DJ did make
That's
it.
what we called for.
And no, it doesn't look like there's any sort of
I don't know why you
inclusion
expect anything different,
of
Isaac.
Isaac.
I'm
Well,
still
I
on the
mean,
come up, all right? I'm still on the come up.
in defense of Isaac being upset there, DJ, I don't know. You have been MIA for I don't know how many episodes,
I've been
but
gone for a little while.
you've been busy. There's no
But
hard feelings.
even when I'm gone, I'm here in spirit, and everybody
Exactly.
knows that, which is why we get emails like this.
And they said, what's up, Quinn and DJ? Big fan of AYN2K. The midweek release is a great pick-me-up. We've been given that review a lot, so that's great that people kind of say, man, I'm kind of slugging through the work week, but Wednesday I know that 7 a.m. there's going to be a mediocre episode of All You Need to Know. So that helps us a lot. That makes us feel good. But they go on to say, I was just wondering how you all usually attack a theme park. If you were to go to, let's say, a Disney or Universal or wherever, do you have a game plan going in? And then it says, best Peter. So Peter is asking this question about theme parks. Could be any theme park. They, of course, threw out some of the more popular ones. I mean, off the top of my head, there's definitely it depends on like how long of a trip you got going. If you're doing the, multi-thousand dollar Disney week-long vacation, then you definitely have something planned out. But I think this is maybe more of a like, hey, you've got a day at the theme park. What's your plan?
One day, that's what you're deciding.
Well, I don't think we have time to unpack like a week-long trip to a
It's
theme
simple.
park and
The
one
answer is
day.
simple.
But yeah, go
You
ahead.
can
What's the answer?
cover both of them in one answer. And the answer is you take into account the circumstances of your situation, not limited to price and time availability. If I'm going to Disney for a week and I'm having a day at Epcot, I'm planning it around the world, and the which alcohol do I want to start with, and which one do I want to end with when I finish my lap?
But you
Oh,
don't
I'm going to
think.
Holiday World for 4 hours. Who cares? I'll just mosey.
So you're
Okay.
saying the more money you spend, the more thought goes into how that day or trip is spent versus
I
if
think
you
that's pretty reasonable.
fart away $50 and go to Six Flags, you're just kind of moseying around and figuring out what you want to do on the fly.
Well,
exactly.
the thing with that is you can mosey around Six Flags and hit everything. I mean, you can grab a freaking turkey leg for breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
Ooh,
and
shoot. Yeah.
you can
Turkey
still make a really far.
leg.
Yes, absolutely. But
I don't
I
know.
mean, there are people.
I've been to Disney and I've gotten the turkey leg, and I have never been so excited to get the turkey
You better
leg
watch out saying
and then
something like that.
never been so regretful once I got the turkey leg. It's always the
Well,
turkey leg at a theme park is always a better idea, in theory than it is in practice. And that might be a poll question, but go
watch
ahead,
out.
DJ.
I think the one thing that people have to think about in this situation too is there are literally people who make their living planning Disney trips. And that's the difference between a Disney trip and like a Holiday World or Six Flags trip is you can go and mosey around at Holiday World or Six Flags. You cannot mosey around and get even a quarter of the experience at a Disney trip.
Yeah.
Right. And
And
if you're not planning, you're in a line that's maybe 4 hours, no exaggeration.
I think if you're going to a more popular theme park, you're definitely, if you're getting there early, if you're waking up at the happiest, quote unquote, happiest place on earth, you're trying to get all of those big rides knocked out early. At least that's what I would do. And that's what I've done in the past.
Yeah,
It's like,
because you
okay,
got to reserve it fast.
yeah, I've got to go and knock out Avatar first. That way I can go ride Dumbo in the afternoon because no one's going to be riding
All
Dumbo.
right.
Kind of that kind of thing. But it's a good question. I think Peter really got the brain going with that one because and we were able to tackle, you know, different lengths of trip, different theme parks. For those people that are listening that don't know what Holiday World is, it's a theme park, amusement park, and water park up in Santa Claus, Indiana, that's very
Santa Claus,
popular
Indiana.
in the Kentucky, I guess, Indiana.
We tri-state area, one could argue.
We take field trips there. That's what
Yeah.
they need to know.
Yeah, and it's your classic wooden roller coasters that I remember as a kid I could ride those
I don't
all
know
day
how they still
long.
work.
Yeah. Well, that is one concern. Like, hey, you know, how are we checking on these things? Is this safe?
They've
And
had the same wood plank since 1978.
yeah. It is concerning. 'Cause and then you go and ride on a steel coaster. I think they just got a steel coaster maybe in the last decade, and that thing
Oh.
is so much easier on your body, at least in comparison. Because whenever
Listen,
I was young, I used to wear those wooden roller coasters out, and now I can barely do one without getting a migraine. And that's the truth. Might just
Holiday World builds character. I'm telling you, that's one of those places that you have to go to between the ages of 0 to 12 before you can really appreciate Disney. That's why I don't get these parents that take their kids at 4 years old
yeah.
to Disney to go to the Bippity Boppity Boutique,
You're
and
taking
they
your
can't
kid to
ride
Ho
any of the rides,
You're taking your
and
kid to
you're
Holiday
driving
World.
12. I'm taking my kid to Holiday World, Six
Yeah.
Flags,
You can go all you can
people's
drink
legs have
free
been ripped
soda.
off.
Yep. They can
That's
just
right. Early
guzzle soda
onset
all day.
diabetes.
Free parking, free sunscreen, free soft drinks. That's their promise. Holiday World, not a sponsor of this episode, but hey, if
Can you imagine how cool it would be to have Holiday World
I
as
would
a
love that.
sponsor, though?
Holiday
That would
World.
be legendary.
If you're listening to this, get in touch. We'd love to do business with you. But on to the next question. Let's hear that mailbox jingle again, shall we?
Let's open up the mailbox.
Open it up.
Let's see what's inside.
Hey,
look at it.
Everybody
People
sent
send
us
us
stuff,
stuff,
so
so
let's
let's look
look
in
in
the
the
mailbox.
mailbox.
What's in the box?
This next one, an interesting question, and it seems like it somewhat needs to be resolved quickly. It says, guys, comma, what would you do if you were in crippling credit card debt? Do you think escaping to the wilderness is a viable option? Looking forward to a speedy response, Garth Stevenson. So we appreciate the last name there, Garth.
Garth.
Garth Stevenson, yeah. So
Garth Stevenson.
Garth's in trouble. Something's telling me here that
I
Garth's in a pickle.
pray that he didn't submit this like 2 or 3 episodes after the last mailbox. And he
Right. He's been
potentially
waiting
waiting like a
for
year and a
years.
half, 2 years.
Yeah. I think that's how the or at least over a year, Garth could be waiting because the last time we did a mailbox episode was 238, episode 238. So Garth, I don't have a timestamp on this email, but hopefully you haven't been holding your breath. We apologize that it's taken so long to get around to this question if you did in fact send it a while ago. But Garth is one could assume. Unless he's asking for a friend, one could assume he's in a lot of trouble. He's in a lot of credit card debt, and so much so that he's considering an escape to the wilderness, trying to live off the grid, if you will. So, Isaac, your first initial thoughts, if you wanted to do your best Dave Ramsey impersonation, what would you tell Garth here?
Wow. Okay. Man, first thing I would have to do is to say, how much are you worth? What's your assets if you liquidated everything right now? That'd be my first question. House, car, belongings. I would have to ask perhaps your income. your
Right.
net annual. I don't know. You know, this is one of those things. There's too many variables. I would have to talk to you. I would have to have a conversation with you in
Okay.
person
So
to be able to get all the factors.
throw the variables out and just focus on his second question. Should he
Okay.
escape to the forest? Is that a great way
There's
to
worse
avoid this?
ideas. There's worse ideas. There's worse ideas than to escape to the wilderness. You know,
Okay.
people have done it for less, and people have been very successful in escaping to the
Sure.
wilderness.
Yeah.
You know, I would say, you know, search your feelings.
I all I'm thinking is I'd love to talk to him to see, you know, get more of his story, but
It's an
anyway.
incredible question.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of weight to it as well. But DJ, what are you thinking?
Listen, there, you guys are making this way too complicated. Credit card is a myth. Everybody knows this. I don't know why you guys are so behind. It's a
Okay.
total myth. The kid, he just needs to keep living his life the same way he is. Just keep spending money on whatever it is that he wants to spend money on. And at some point, it'll be forgiven. You know, at some point. I don't know at what
Oh,
point in history
okay.
that will be, but at some point, it's going to be
You
gone.
don't
He won't have to
think
worry about it.
that the government passes on those debts to the surviving kin upon the death? You don't think that that happens?
Even if so, it's not his problem.
He's saying it's going to be forgiven by old Mr. Government. He's going to step in and say, "Hey, we
Well,
see
and
that
even if
you're."
it's not, even if it's not, if it's passed on, it's not his problem. So just, you know, keep on keeping on, my man.
Yeah. DJ, I will say that your answer concerns me just a touch. But I think what you're saying is maybe don't let it consume. Garth shouldn't let it consume him. He should still live his life. He should still maybe swipe the credit card here and there. But I will say I don't think running away from your problems to the wilderness is a great idea, Garth.
I mean, unless you're handy. I mean, if you're handy, if you can build a cabin out of a handful of trees, then go for it, man.
And if he can turn it into some sort of reality television show, Garth Stevenson does, it
Wow.
is a good name. So if he could, you know, get in contact with E Network and say, "Hey, I'm in a lot of credit card debt and I'm fleeing to the wilderness to live off the land," then I could see where he could have an income there. And you know, kill two birds with one stone. But Garth, best of luck to you. And honestly, like that's a very strange, particular situation that I would like to know more about. Maybe we can get a hold of Garth at some point. But let's move on to our final mailbox question.
Let's open up the mailbox.
Open it up.
Let's see what's inside.
Hey, look at it.
Everybody send us stuff, so let's look in the mailbox.
Oh, what's in the box?
All right, so I will read through this one, and I think it's going to be pretty clear who this one's from. It says, "Greetings, Quinn, and what I can safely assume is not DJ. Proven wrong. Incredible." He said, "I'm assuming probably that Isaac Bayer fellow that has been frequenting the show instead of my other favorite bumbling white guy. As you've probably already figured out, it is me, Stanley Round." Yeah, longtime listeners, and of course, the three of us knew
Stanley,
exactly who this was.
I
he has
appreciate
no
that,
respect
Stanley.
for me.
He shouldn't. Why would anybody respect you?
But Stanley goes on to say, "I've stuck with you all through the thick and thin after I mistakenly discovered your podcast. Now I feel like I'm obligated to listen." Now, Stanley, one thing, we know you're our biggest fan. We appreciate that you're listening, but we don't want you to feel obligated. But, you know, it does help the numbers, I guess. So Stanley goes on to say, moving right along, two questions for you, gentlemen. First off, I haven't really noticed a difference in the podcast after that inspiring episode 300 song. Are you all really going to change anything? And secondly, how do you feel about the MonsterVerse, specifically the Godzilla movies that have come out in the past decade? Best wishes, Stanley Round. So, Stanley, thanks for the email. You can always count on an
A
email
real question from Stanley,
from
too, which is
Stanley.
kind of crazy.
First one, I guess we can tackle real quick. Stanley, I'll answer this. We did promise some change, episode 300. With the I'm Just Quinn song, which was never released on its own, but that's okay. And we had Matt Fitzgerald on. That was a different kind of vibe. And we've also kind of rotated. We've had Isaac, we've had Thad, we've had DJ now in the 300s. And there are plans for other things to kind of come into the All You Need to Know universe. So So Stanley, we are in the process of not reinventing the wheel, but maybe just getting, a new tire put on it. That's all I would say to that question. But we'll open it up to you guys, the MonsterVerse. Have you guys seen? You guys even know what that is? It's the, I think Isaac, I don't know if you're knowledgeable on this. I believe the first one was like a Godzilla movie in 2014. Maybe if I'm not
Yes,
mistaken, they kind of
that's
opened up the
correct.
MonsterVerse.
Yeah.
So how do you feel?
The Monarch Company. I'll say it. I think when you're tired of watching Oppenheimer and you can't stomach a high intellectual film, sometimes you just want to see big dudes slugging it out. And there's nothing wrong with that. And frankly, I think movies like that are probably doing a lot better these days than they probably would have otherwise been doing maybe like 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I think it's great. I love them. I've
And
seen the MonsterVerse. I think the MonsterVerse is a lame name for it, but be that as it may, I think the movies are really good. I haven't seen the new
big,
one. I have plans to see the new one, and I haven't
I
seen
do
it.
too. I actually do. Godzilla and Kong. What is,
Yeah.
I don't know what the name is. I just see the ads on it, and Godzilla and King Kong are running around together,
Baby
throwing
Kong.
things. Baby Kong's getting, it looked like in the preview that I saw, getting slammed into the ground violently. So I've got to see what the reasoning is, motivation is behind that. And you said big dudes, not big dudes. Like we're talking a huge monkey and a towering l mutant lizard dinosaur type figure, Godzilla. I've seen, I think, a
Or
number of
their
these.
respective bad guys.
Yeah. But I've seen a
Which can
number of
also
these
be
movies,
monkeys or lizards or robots.
and they're so much fun. You go in to the theater, you turn your brain off and you just watch these big monsters fight each other. Honestly, besides my Avengers Endgame theater experience, I think I went and saw Godzilla versus Kong in theaters. I believe that that was the one that I'm thinking of. At one point, Kong picks up a big stick and he picks up a rock and he builds like a hammer tool type thing. Someone in the theater was like, yeah, like they were so excited that Kong had figured out tools.
Yeah.
I was laughing because I was just take I was like, oh, I didn't know that this was the kind of atmosphere we were in. But DJ MonsterVerse, you've been shaking your head the whole time. I'm assuming you haven't really been into these
Adam,
movies.
you
Fellow
know, I
white
mean,
man can't
listen,
find joy in any entertainment.
I got plenty of things to entertain me besides Isaac's two big fellas going at it as he described earlier. I can't listen. That's not
You
how
could
I
have been
find
more
my entertainment
specific,
in my
yeah.
free time. Yeah, I listen. I don't know. I mean, there's so many different ways you can have a giant lizard and a giant gorilla fighting each other, and
Sure.
I don't understand why we keep doing it. I've never seen any of them. I don't care to see any of them. I think I saw the 1968 version, and that was
Okay.
all I needed to see of Godzilla. I saw like the
Well,
2004 version of God
maybe.
or Kong, and that was all I needed there. I've seen Tarzan. I've seen a couple of the 14 Planets of the Apes. I don't care.
Okay. Well,
Okay, I really don't.
maybe give one of the new ones a shot. That's all I'll say. They're not
Okay.
bad. And I believe, fun fact, Godzilla shows up in like 10 minutes of each one. He's barely in them. It's a weird thing. But
Minutes in this one.
we're out of time, guys. We have to finish this up. So that's going to do it for this mailbox episode. My name is Quinn Eaton.
I'm DJ Pig.
I'm Isaac Bear.
And this has been All You Need to Know.
This has been All You Need to Know. If you have a topic you would like to hear about, message us on Twitter or Facebook or send us an email at allyouneedthenumber2no00@gmail.com. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And tune in every Wednesday because here at AYN2K, we've got you covered.